We are joined right here at the fair with by Chris Hervadas. He is of the Erie County Sheriffs. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We got a chair. Well, here, I'll move over. You sit here.
Very good.
Sorry about that.
No, not a problem.
I had a whole break to prepare, and I'm unprepared. So, Chris, how's the fair going for you so far?
Oh, you know, we love these days. They are truly called the 12 best days of summer for a good reason. We love seeing the community come in and out of our booth that we have in Expo Hall this year. That's a new location, by the way, from last year, the Expo Hall for us, right next to the New York State Lottery where they're set up. We love seeing people come in and out. We love communicating with them. It's such an important part of policing in the 21st century, is speaking with the people who we serve and hearing about their concerns and showing them and telling them a little bit about what we do.
All right. So it's day two. It's hot as heck, and you've got pants on.
I know. So I learned my lesson. I didn't learn my lesson last year, I should say. Last year on opening day, I was walking around here in a suit, and it was hot day. Yesterday, I was smart. I was walking around in shorts.
Yeah.
When I was here on day one, obviously, I didn't plan it out for day two well
no.
enough.
Well, you're also not in the back of this tent. I don't know. This adds like 20 degrees. Now, what's the big focus of the Erie County Sheriffs right now in August of 2025? What are you guys keeping your sights on?
Well, it's such an exciting time. You know, obviously summer's coming to an end, and we're looking forward to the start of the school year, of course. Our SROs are getting ready for that, but of course there are still several weeks left in summer. We have the Bills season ramping up with the preseason game on Saturday and the regular season kicking off a month from now. We of course have the fair, which is a big part of our community outreach for the month of August. So the month of August, one of the busiest months of the year for us, no doubt about it. And of course that goes along with everything we do on a daily basis, primarily patrolling about 600 square miles across the county and operating the Erie County Holding Center and Erie County Correctional Facility.
I want to get to that in a second, but the Bills have their home preseason game this weekend. Is that like preseason for you guys? You guys get back into the groove of things?
In some ways, yes, and you can add the blue and red scrimmage that we had.
Yeah.
Last Friday, onto that as well. It gives us a chance to get back into the swing of things. We had the George Strait concert back in June. So once you go from the end of the season, which for the Bills is late January,
thankfully,
and hoping that's the case, of course, again this year, to the concert in June. That's several months off, so it's good to have the concert, have that blue and red scrimmage, and now have this preseason game against the Giants on Saturday so that we can get back into the stadium, get re-familiarized with the surroundings. And, of course, when we talk about next year, we're talking about the new stadium.
Yep.
So there will be a lot of familiarization with the surroundings. But we're looking forward to the last year at Highmark Stadium. And, boy, we're sure hoping that we'll have a specialized detail for a parade sometime in mid-February.
I'm hoping that will go through the city, though.
Presumably, yes, it would go right through the city, but certainly we would have look forward to having a role in the security
for sure.
At that.
For sure. Now, the new stadium, obviously traffic issues every year. You guys talk about, okay, the traffic this year. Now, when the new stadium opens next year, you're still going to have the old stadium sitting there. So what does this mean for the next few seasons of traffic? And, you know, because every year that's one of the main things that we're called into. Like, what's the traffic going to be like? Where am I going to be able to park? Like, how are you guys looking out the next few years with the old building still sitting there?
Yeah, this season and next season, I think the Bills would tell you, are the two toughest seasons in terms of parking, at least in terms of the number of parking spaces actually on the stadium footprint itself that are available. Because like you said, this season you're going to have no available parking to the west of Abbott Road in terms of on stadium property. And then next season, as you mentioned, even though we will have the new stadium opened up, the current stadium, the current Highmark Stadium, isn't going to be demolished or knocked down in time. So certainly that is another thing that we are getting the word out to people. Be aware that this will be a issue, parking. Have a plan. Have a plan to park in an area that's easily accessible to the gate that you plan to go in based on wherever your seats are. Carpool, please consider carpooling. It'll make your life so much easier if we can reduce the number of vehicles in the area, and that way everyone can get to the stadium and then get home sooner.
Now, you mentioned the holding center and the Erie County Holding Center, and we were talking before you got here about the corrections officers and everything. What is the condition of the Erie County jails right now?
Well, you know, as you know, Joe, we recently, the county commissioned a study of the needs of our correctional operations. As you mentioned, we operate two facilities right now, and most counties just don't do that anymore. Most county sheriff's offices just have one facility. And it creates some operational redundancy for us the way we have it now. And I think what you found when the study was released earlier this year was that it makes not only fiscal sense, but sense for our staff and incarcerated individuals to consolidate our operations at one facility in the town of Alden, where we currently have the Erie County Correctional Facility. So if we were to move forward with that, we would renovate much of the existing facility and then expand out there. The county owns a lot of space out there. In this scenario, the holding center would we would discontinue our use of that. Where that stands now, the next step would be a design study, which the county legislature would have to approve throughout the budget process, which will begin here in the next few months. And we're really looking forward to moving forward with this so we can not only improve conditions for our staff, which is very important to Sheriff John Garcia, so that we can also improve conditions for incarcerated individuals and improve the operational feasibility for the taxpayers, because it just doesn't make sense to have two facilities where you have two kitchens. It just doesn't make sense to do it that way anymore.
So, you know, I heard this was a while back. We were hearing that possibly the Grand Hotel was going to be a location of the new, but that's done, right? It's pretty much focused on the one location.
We're focused on the campus in Alden where the Erie County Correctional Facility is right now. Absolutely. Listen, don't get me wrong. If money were not an option, a downtown location would make the most sense, but that's just not the world we live in.
Right.
We have to be responsible for the taxpayer, and the most fiscally responsible option that makes sense is out in Alden.
Now, you have that. What would you say is the most consistent, busy thing you guys do, right? Because, you know, I live in Clarence, so you guys patrol our roads,
we
right?
Do.
And you've got that in other towns throughout Erie County. Is that the busiest, like the most consistent business? If you know you get what I'm trying to ask?
In a way, I do. And the one thing that is important, I think, for me to stress here is that we're a 24/7 operation. And there's really only one other county agency that at times is a 24/7 operation, and that's the DPW when they have to plow roads in the middle of
right.
the night. There is no other county operation that is, like you said, patrolling the town of Clarence, the town of Alden, Grand Island, Holland, Sardinia, 24/7. We have three shifts, of course, at the holding center and correctional facility, 3 8-hour shifts. It's always in operation. And it's the sheriff's responsibility to make sure that we're conducting those operations responsibly and in a way that works out for the taxpayers. So it's a challenge. It's a big one, but it's a one that Sheriff Garcia has taken very seriously and continues to.
Now, I did the food judging when I got
you.
Here. It was my second year doing it, and I didn't learn my lesson from last year. You talk about not learning your lesson. I did not learn my lesson from last year. First three things that were on my plate, ate the whole thing. Even after last year, I said, you take a taste, you get an idea, you move on. Dude, by that last thing, I can't believe I took two bites. I was like, I think I got enough to mark it down.
So it's funny you mentioned that, because I was just speaking with someone and I told them a story. It wasn't here at the fair, but as the listeners may or may not know, in my last life, I used to be a journalist. And I was asked to judge a pizza competition up in Niagara Falls. And I think there were like 15 or 30 pizzerias, and you had to eat two slices from each of them, just a plain cheese slice and then a specialty slice. And my stomach, albeit it was younger than it is now, so I could, you know, deal with that a little better than I certainly could now. But I went in there thinking, oh, I'm gonna just eat all these pieces
of
pizza.
Of course.
It's not going to put a pound on me. I'll be fine. I almost had to pull over on the Grand Island Bridge on my way back into the city and throw up. I mean, my stomach was absolutely killing me. The pizza was all great.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely great. But I didn't moderate. And that's the day I learned that lesson. You got to moderate.
Got to moderate. You know, I thought, so I didn't have anything last night. I worked out. There's a Planet Fitness right next to the camp, Erie County. So when I'm here up for the fair, that's what I work out. And I was like, this will be perfect. No. And I'm like, I'm fine now. I've got my bubbly drink here. But man, let me tell you, maybe year three, I'll finally learn my lesson.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. Every year we get older and wiser. And, you know, we're happy. The sheriff's office is happy because of the new space that we're in at the fair this year, which I mentioned in the expo hall. We have a bit of a bigger footprint, so we're able to offer a little bit more at the fair this year than we were last year. You can come out and you can see some of our special operations equipment, some of our special operations vehicles. You can register to be a part of any of the number of community-based programs. We have the Blue Envelope Program, the Yellow Dot Program. You can get a child ID card for your child, great programs that we're offering under the direction of Sheriff Garcia that you can sign up to be a part of if you come out here to Hamburg over the next week and a half or so.
Now, is that where all the county offices are, or are you guys all spread out?
The here at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, is the clerk next to you guys and the executive next to you guys.
Some of the other county departments are in a different location.
Okay.
The sheriff's office equipment is just in the. We're sharing that location in Expo Hall with the New York State Lottery. All the other county offices departments, they're in a separate location.
Okay, so you guys get to get away from them.
Get away from them a little bit. Yeah, it's a small county government footprint.
Yeah.
Downtown, so get a little more space.
You guys see in the rest of the year. Hey, Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, Joe, thanks for having me.
That is Chris Hervadas from the Erie County Sheriff's Department, and we'll be back. It's Joe Beamer live from the fair on News Radio 930 WBEN.